The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates, not feeling as independent as I probably should due to the lack of funds in my checking account. Oh, I hate that. We've been talking about independence, and I think you have to have money to be independent. Anyway, me and the United States of America, we are simpatico. We need more money.
Well, get in line, sweetheart. You're not the only one. This is a long, long line. I'm in it, too.
Well, it's really interesting. You think back and you think about, the things you would have done differently. And there really aren't too many things I would have done differently.
Really?
But no, not really.
Oh, okay, good.
Investments, but investments and my financial history, I don't think that I was very smart. And it's been a roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
From the top to the bottom, from the top up and down. I threw up a couple of times. It was I just spit on you. I'm sorry about that. But knowing how you have what you've experienced in your life and how you've handled money, would you do things differently?
Yes, absolutely. I sold my stocks way too early that I should not have done, and I should have made better investments. I got very careless with my money. There was a time when I was making a lot of money, and I got very careless. I didn't think.
Well, and that is sad. I mean,
yeah, it's sad when I look back on it. It's very sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, but sucks to be you.
What do you do? What's a mother to do?
Well, and then not to change subjects, but I do need your counsel. I know you love these personal things. Every time I go,
I do love personal.
I know. Every time I go, it's personal. You're like, oh, good. Okay, so I hadn't heard from this friend of mine who lives in Des Moines. He has a horse ranch there. He'd been away judging a big national horse show. And so finally he calls me, and I go, I was really beginning to worry about you. He said, well, I'm sorry I haven't called. I bailed my phone.
Now, what do you mean by bailed? What does he mean bailed his phone? I don't get that.
Well, he got back from the horse show, he was putting up hay, and he bailed his phone in a bale of hay. So now he's going to have a bale of hay that rings, rings.
Well, I've never heard that one before.
Well, I was like, okay, yeah, exactly. I mean, I was like, okay, that has got to be a new one. So either he has the best BS in the entire United States,
really?
Or he's going to have ringing hay bales. I don't know. Anyway, in July, we have been talking about independence, and I've loved this topic. I thought this, that we've really reached on, touched a lot of things that are very applicable to aging but dangerous women, mm-hmm. actually to everyone out mm-hmm. there, men, women, whether, no matter what. But why do you think it's so important to be independent?
Well, I think it gives you great self-esteem. I mean, it really builds up your self-esteem. And if you get divorced or widowed, you know you can take care of yourself. And I know the big one for me is that I don't have to ask my husband for money.
Well, that
I have
is
my
a-
own.
That is a big one, because that is really a form of abuse. I have this card that talks about, or this article that talks about forms of abuse, and having to ask your husband for money is a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when mm-hmm. I found that. So,
besides, it's so belittling. It just makes you feel.
Well, that's why it's a form of abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all
mm-hmm.
right, the dirty little secrets that we all know that we uncover every week. Okay, now let me give you an overview. What do onions, a bedroom, and marijuana have in common?
How would I know the answer to that? I mean, how would I know?
Okay, well, do you want to talk about marijuana today?
Not really. But. That doesn't help me.
Right, because you know we're going to
You're going to do it anyway.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to talk about marijuana because it's medical now. It's medical. We're going to talk about some of the medical applications. There's a goober hanging up my microphone.
Like a
something like a dingleberry or something. I don't know what that is exactly. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, we also have a great cooking tip that will come in handy this time of year with all the fresh produce coming in everywhere, because especially here in Minnesota, because this summer was so late in getting started, the produce is going to be around until through October, they say.
Oh, that's so exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
All this fresh stuff.
Very good.
And then we're going to talk about designing your environment, and especially since since Laura Bischoff we're giving away some consultations on our drawings. So anyway, it should be our Dirty Little Secret should be very diverse and very interesting.
And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Carla Frazier, who is a certified financial planner. And she'll take a look at the challenges facing all of us at the age of 50 and over, whether you're retired or not retired.
Sometimes I feel like we're on we get our public radio voices on and we're talking like sweaty balls. Remember that from Saturday Night Live? I used to love those skits on Saturday Night Live. Sometimes I kind of feel like I'm in that. All right. Well, you know, and holy chickens, we're never going to be able to retire. Because we are aging but dangerous. We've built this little monster. No one wants us to even go on vacation, much less retire. We'll be doing this when we're 100. We'll be sitting here.
I know. It's back to that. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
We wished for something big with aging but dangerous, and we sure have it. It's like it is a roaring monster.
Exactly.
We're knee deep into this.
Exactly. All right. And don't forget to sign up for our July drawings. Who will win our great prizes by just signing up on our website?
And go to agingbutdangerous.com and check out our latest blogs. And we have all kinds of things on there, Suzanne, with your blogs and all our announcements and everything. I think our website has all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things.
And you can chat. You can have a conversation with other members. That's what I love,
yes,
too.
Yes. And you have another week to sign up for our July giveaways. So make sure you go in there and sign up.
All right, our Dirty Little Secrets chat time here this morning. Okay, so here's the deal. Marijuana has been legalized in some states, and there was a very shocking study that just came out, and that is that the occasional inhaling of marijuana does not do anything bad to your lungs at all. It's like there's no trace of lung cancer or anything. And that was a study that they studied about 5,000 people over about 20 years. So I'm really shocked at that.
You know, that is amazing, because the smoke, it's still smoke.
It's
and it's
still
going
smoke.
Down your lungs.
Yes.
It's just not nicotine.
Right. But it hasn't had no ill effects.
Wow, what a study.
And it's absorbed. I mean, the thing I'm excited about is that you could put marijuana in like a salve or a balm or something. You could put it on a joint so it kind of deadens the nerve ends. So you can, it stays very localized.
So that means that my elbow would be stoned, but I wouldn't be?
Yeah.
I like that.
That is exactly what it means, so I won't even go. It's all right.
Well, and, you know, cooking tips. We've got a great cooking tip. If you cooked, I mean, you would love this, but
yeah, if you cook, that's
if you cook,
operative.
But, you know, I get really, I get really irritated with you not cooking, because you need to learn more about it. If you learn more about it, you would probably cook more.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath.
Well, I think you need to go to a therapist. I know, because you need to get over this cooking thing. Anyway.
A cooking therapist.
This is a really great thing on onions. You can add onions to almost anything, and you like to too. I mean, we like to add onions to everything. And when you're sautéing onions, you can add a pinch of baking soda, and it speeds browning and cuts cooking time practically in half. I love that tip.
I thought that was good, too. I had never heard that before,
by the way. Heard of it either.
All right. Because people are taking staycations, they are focusing more on how they live. And the master bedroom used to be the last room in the house to get any kind of spiff. But now it is really becoming, it's climbing up the ladder. So the master bedroom is now beginning to get some attention.
Well, maybe it's because people just want to get it on in a better place.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, there we go. Let's just make everything come back to sex. I think that's just great. So, I don't know. They just want more luxury. And all right. You are listening to Gene and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every single week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
STI, otherwise known as sexually transmitted infection, remain a problem for sexually active mature adults. In fact, the demographics of STI show that it is growing the fastest in people over the age of 50. Age and wisdom does not provide immunity to AIDS, herpes, and the human papillomavirus. We advise women of all ages to use condoms when entering into any new relationship. Have a frank discussion with your intended partner. If you feel that you've been exposed to STIs, don't be ashamed to be tested. Early diagnosis and treatment is a key to maintaining good health. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. You know, I remember we used to have these napkins that I thought were hysterical. It's like, it says, it said, money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch. Is that true?
Actually, J. Paul Getty originally said that.
Oh, I thought it was a cocktail napkin, people.
But it is, I think it's true what it says.
I know. And it's kind of like, it is important. I mean, I'd like to be the one to say it's not important.
To keep kids in touch?
No, hell no. Send those kids away.
What's important?
I think it's important that we really pay attention as women to money. So,
I
think that's what's really important is that we tend not to. Now, who's that woman with the big teeth, that woman that's on all the time?
Suzanne.
Now, she always talks about money.
She does not have big teeth. She does not have big teeth. She just smiles a lot. And yes, it's Susie Orman.
Oh, yeah. Well, she always has nice hair. I always like the way she has
her hair. Got a nice smile and beautiful teeth.
She gets so disgusted with women because of the way they handle money. I mean, and I've heard her say the reason that they don't handle money well is because they don't want to. And I'm beginning to actually kind of believe that with knowing all the friends we have that wish they'd done things a lot differently. Anyway, I'm hoping our guest today can give me some insight into that phenomenon.
Well, we have with us today Carla Frazier. She is a certified financial planner. She's worked with large national corporations, and she's had her own business for several years and is currently retired. Welcome to our show, Carla.
Oh, glad to be here.
We dragged you out of retirement to be our expert because you're so good, so this better be good.
I'll do my best.
If we came to you today as a 50-year-old woman, what advice would you have for us?
Oh, to plan. You have to go find out where you're starting from before you can begin to plan. And so many women need to go and get details of their 401ks or their family's retirement plan. You need to know what your finances are for your household. You've got to then look to plan for your goals. There's plenty of time to save for retirement, get a Roth IRA going for yourself. Even if you have unearned or no earned income, you can still have your own Roth IRA that you can contribute to. If you're over 50, you can even put up to an extra $1,000, so $6,500 in an account every year.
And you don't have to earn it?
You do not have to have earned income as long as your family, your household has earned income.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And a woman who does not have earned income can still have her own Roth IRA. And so I highly recommend that. Also, estate planning needs to be seen too, the health care directives, power of attorney, a will. Yeah. And then also you need to plan for aging, probably living past your spouse. Mm-hmm. Likely. So also a lot of people have aging parents they have to take care of, so long-term care insurance maybe needs to be seen too.
Okay, well that is so interesting about the Roth. That's
right. Well, lots of things. I mean, a good base. So you need to know what's going on in your life. That's step number one.
Right. So when do you need to start financial planning? We know that it's, that you should start early.
65 isn't early enough.
Yeah. 16. But is it ever, I think you were just answering that, you're saying it's not too late when you're in your 50s that you can start. I think that is so important for women to know, because you do feel like, well, I've kind of missed the boat on that. But
no, I understand, and that's absolutely right. So many people, not just women, don't really want to address these issues, and it is never too late to start paying attention and finding out what your financial situation is. And the worst thing would be to not plan at all. So it is never too late to start. There's plenty of issues that can be taken care of, like with the Roth IRA. When you're older, you can do a catch-up, additional money into that. So anyone at any time, the sooner you can do it, right? But if you're in your 50s, it's never too late.
Oh, that's great. That's great to know. Talk to us about long-term care. What age should women buy long-term care?
The 50s are usually recommended. The price is the most reasonable you're going to get. However, long-term care insurance is changing. It's been evolving over the past few years, and so luckily that means for the better. And there are new products that combine whole life insurance into long-term care so that it's a better deal. So you really need to talk to a financial planner, because these things are complicated, but they can be a good choice. It may even be possible, if you have aging parents, to get long-term care insurance for them as well as for yourself. But it really is a complicated area, and you need to see a professional to mm-hmm. check it out.
Mm-hmm. So again, it's just...
But not an insurance agent.
No.
Because they're selling a product.
Exactly.
You need to see a financial planner that can give you a really broad overview.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never thought about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a conflict of interest.
Carla, why are women so bad about planning financially?
Well, people in general usually do not want to face these types of issues. It's difficult for all of us. Women do seem to have a hesitancy, I believe, from what I've seen, is because there's a lot of influence from the emotional side.
Mm-hmm.
We all have it. It depends a lot on how you've been brought up, how your parents handled money, what kind of message was conveyed to you about money. And so really a good place to start is to look back at how you were brought up in relationship to money. And if it's something that you can see, if you just step back or talk to other relatives and have your aha moment about it, then you can go forward and realize what kind of stumbling blocks you might be up against because of that. If it's something more deep-seated that you realize you really need to talk to a professional to get past, then you really need to do that before you start the financial planning process so that it doesn't trip you up.
Well, and that's so interesting because I know one of the Susie Orman, what she said that I always remembered was she said, your first experience with money that you remember is usually the way you are. And I can pinpoint that exactly for me. Now, mm-hmm. my brother, we both feel completely different about money and we were raised in the same family. But he doesn't remember the incident that I remember. You know, mm-hmm. we're on a vacation in Colorado. My dad reaches in his pocket and he said, well, I've got $20 left. Let's go spend it. So I'm kind of like, oh, if I have money, I'll spend it. And if I don't, I won't spend it. But, you know, I remember that specifically. I was about 9 years old. So mm-hmm. that is so interesting, isn't it? Because I really liked that when she said that.
Well, and now are we going to talk about the fact that I loved what you said when we were talking earlier about the fact that men and women, one of the big things, problems in marriage, and certainly one of the big problems in my marriage, was the fact that we did not feel the same way. We had very different mm-hmm. values around
exactly.
money.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved what you said about sitting down and talking about where those came from mm-hmm. and why you felt the way you felt and how your parents, I had a huge education just talking to you the other day on, wow, that's, because it's not, once you get to the final headbutting, you kind of lose that perspective.
It's too late by
it's
then.
Too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This mm-hmm. is something that is very difficult and why it ends up being the main reason that people get into trouble with their marriages and relationships is because no one really likes to talk about money. Or you'll have someone who is comfortable with it and the other person isn't and doesn't want to talk about it. So as with everything, communication is the key and it needs to be something that's talked about on a weekly basis in the beginning, and then as you get more in accord, maybe on a monthly basis, but at the very least, you have to sit down and talk every month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. As you're paying the bills.
Yes, and, you know, are we still on goal?
That's what we do.
Have our goals
uh-huh.
changed? Or, mm-hmm. Because you may get someone who was raised like Jean, where if I've got the money, spend it, and someone mm-hmm. who was like, oh, we save it constantly.
Yeah,
we don't ever, and unless you work that out.
Mm-hmm.
My former spouse's theme song was, I think it's a Jimmy Buffett song, I've made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it all away.
Yeah, right. Well, Carla, how does somebody find a financial planner? What do they look for?
Well, the main two points are that they be an actual certified financial planner that has to say certified financial planner, and they have to be fee only so that you're sure you're not getting any conflicts of interest if they're on commission or they're paid as a percentage of assets under management. So the best place, there's an organization, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors, or there's also called a Garrett Planning Network. They all will have fee-only planners.
Garrett Planning Network.
Network, yes.
Mm. Like .com?
Yeah.
I believe it's incorporated. Garrett Planning Network Incorporated and, .com. And they
or just have, Google Garrett Planning. Or,
Google Garrett Planning. Every one of them in that network has to be a fee-only planner, so mm-hmm. I actually would go there first.
Okay. Wow. Well, if you can't afford a financial planner, what would you suggest?
There are so many good books out
there.
Give
me your money. I'll take it.
Don't give her your money.
I would not give her my money.
But
maybe a little bit. But.
Yeah, a little bit. There are two books that I like in particular. One is Susie Orman, Women and Money. The other one is by David Bach called Smart Women Finish Rich. And I like those two in particular. But those are really good all-around books that I think anyone would be able to find helpful.
Ooh, I love the Smart Women Finish Rich.
Yeah,
we should
have heard out.
We should have read that 30 years ago when we were together. Okay.
All right.
Well, Carla, thank you so much. We have learned so much.
You know, I want to really quickly go back because I know we don't have very much time here. But, you know, this long-term care insurance, if mm-hmm. your parents don't have it and you sit down and you have this conversation with them, then they could take out of their fixed income and pay for a lot of it, which might save you. I mean, that would be a great conversation to have with our parents, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's getting a little too late when they're getting to that age, but they usually say after 65, you can expect to pay $200,000 out of pocket for health care. And so some people are finding creative ways to address that. And so some people are using reverse mortgages, which are very tricky. And So before you get to that point, hopefully you've done some planning and maybe there are creative ways you can come up with the money. So you don't have to do long-term care insurance, but maybe a combination with some other great ideas.
Carla, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been really wonderful, great, great information. We loved it. Thank you. Suzanne, I've only got 15 more sessions with Higher Brain Living. I don't want it to end, which of course it won't because I'm still going to be doing it, but the sessions are so wonderful. What I think is amazing is that I can tell a difference in myself, but other people are seeing a difference.
Right.
It's like, I think they're seeing my energy. I have been getting a lot of positive comments lately, and I'm not doing anything different. So,
well, yeah, you are doing a lot different.
Well,
you
just not that I know of.
Right, not that you notice.
But this is a gentle touch technique that creates a surge of energy to the higher brain, and that's what that's what you're seeing. So, you know, you have to see it in order to explain it. But please go to our website and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living and sign up for a seminar. They're free, and they will tell you exactly how it's done. And they're held in Hudson, Minneapolis, and Wayzata. And it will just blow your mind. It's so fantastic. So you need to go to a seminar. Just a reminder, everyone, don't forget to tell our sponsors out there that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
And we have one more week, as we said, to sign up for our great drawings for August, because August has been July. July. Wait, where am I? Help me. All right. You can have a drawing. You can be in the drawing for you and two of your friends and us, which is the best part. And for lunch at Barker's Bar and Grill in downtown Hudson, Wisconsin.
And we also have a design consultation with Laura Bischoff from Metropolis Design, and she's giving, this is a really big deal. It's worth $125, and she is one of the top designers in the Twin Cities.
I know, she's a doll too. So go to facebook.com/ Aging But Dangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. It will make you feel wealthy beyond measure.
And our next swarm coming up.
Yes, it's your skydive. You love it.
It's going to be so, every year that is like the best. It's going to be August 24th at noon at Westside Skydivers. It's our Aging But Dangerous Martini Jump Skydive.
And I'm the martini and you're the jump.
That's true. And this is a quote from one of our jumpers. What a feeling to jump and to realize what I'd just done when it was over. It helped me realize what a strong person I've become over the years. I mean, these women get so much out of this. It's just going to be amazing. And the public is invited.
And the camaraderie and the support of other women. It's a beautiful day for women and men. I mean, people come and observe. So
Right. Thanks
for spending your Saturday morning with us. The Beatles actually, I think, said it best. Actually, they sang it best. Okay, I wish I could sing. You know, the best things in life are free, but you can tell them about the birds and bees. Now give me money.
That's what I want.
This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB. where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.